Socialists in Middle Tennessee know they are fighting an uphill battle. In a solidly Republican state, they are playing to a small audience. So the local chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America is tailoring its message. WPLN's Jay Shaw reports.
The Middle Tennessee chapter of the DSA was founded at the start of last year. About 10 to 15 people showed up to the first few meetings, but now they're packed. 40, 50 people crowded into a church basement. Richard Lipschitz is a founding member. He says socialists have many different beliefs, but tend to be united by a few threads.
We cover a huge range of politics, and I think that a lot of the opinions of people here is that no one in the world should be poor. No one should have to suffer through those things.
He says this chapter was founded in part as a reaction to the election of President Donald Trump. One new convert is Chelsea Grundy, a veterinarian assistant. She grew up in Nashville and has leaned Democrat for most of her life.
Definitely after the last election that I kind of got radicalized and decided to take my anger and upset over what happened and then try to do something with it today.
Socialists in Tennessee know that their ideology conjures images of struggling countries like Cuba or Venezuela, but they say that American socialism is different. The National DSA's platform focuses on topics like unionization, abortion rights, and mass incarceration. This chapter of the DSA is highlighting issues like expanding access to health care, education, and housing. Members have also been petitioning to establish a civilian oversight board for the police and gearing up for the November elections. They don't plan on running for office this cycle, but could see supporting certain Democratic candidates if their values line up. Mary Mancini is the chair of the Tennessee Democratic Party.
We've got a big tent, and we are open to working with the people that share our values. And again, we may not agree on everything 100%, but that's okay.
But outside of elections and petitions, the DSA is just trying to grow its membership. Right now, they have about 300 members all across Middle Tennessee. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.